Beyond dirty diapers and Little League games, conference calls and corporate ladders, ever wonder if there's something more? Something to light your soul on fire and awaken your spirit. Something to help you make the extra income and impact you were born for. For more than 15 years, I've been searching for that something. It's led me across the country through 3 side hustles, countless lessons learned, and thousands of dollars earned. And now I want to show you what I've learned as I embark on a new mission to help 1 million dads build the digital side hustles of their dreams without missing out on the moments in life with the people they love. This is your daily dose of ideas, inspiration, and insights to dream bigger, build a modern side hustle you're proud of, and live the life you've always wanted for yourself and your family. I'm Jeff Johnson, and this is the Dad Hustle Project. Let's get started. Hey everybody, Jeff Johnson here, founder of the Dad Hustle Project. Welcome to episode 20 of the Dad Hustle Project. So excited to be with you here today. And today we're tackling a topic that I think is probably near and dear to a lot of our hearts. And that is the whole idea of self-doubt. And I gotta tell you, I think all of us, no matter how confident we are, run into self-doubt sometimes. And I want to just spend a little bit of time talking about that today and, you know, how we can keep moving forward when building our dad hustle, even if we have some self-doubt. So if you're new to the podcast, you know, we're really building a community here of dads, 1 million dads that want to build their dream online side hustle. They want to build their dream digital side hustle. And we're all about giving you the tools to actually make that happen here on this show. But I want to give you some tools that actually will help you keep moving the train forward if you're feeling discouraged or frustrated. And I will tell you, there's been multiple times in my life where, you know, I have stalled out on my side hustle. And I think for me, one of the things that happens is sometimes I get in my head and I start thinking about, you know, all that I want to learn. Maybe I even get into kind of that lazy mode a little bit. And I think, oh, you know what? I got to learn more. Let me just absorb more information before I produce. And it can happen. It happens to everybody. So if you've been there before, you don't feel bad for yourself. This is a reality, right? And it's about figuring out what are the ways that we can combat this. So I want to give you 3 principles that you can use to combat that self-doubt and to keep moving forward. Yeah, I gave you an example several episodes ago about how, you know, I had the idea for my smarter side hustle of real estate, right? I was doing my real estate, that business where I helped real estate agents learn how to market their businesses better. I had that membership site idea in 2018, but I didn't implement it until the middle of 2020. So I had self-doubt and I was thinking and overthinking things for 2 years there before I made that happen. And you know, if you've been there before and maybe it's been months or years or decades even, and you've been thinking about something, but you've been doubting it, you've been second-guessing yourself, you're not alone. Like, we've all done it before. So here are kind of the top 3 ways that I stay out of self-doubt now, and then I move myself forward, and hopefully they're helpful to you as well. So 1, focus on what you'll do, okay? So what you'll do, what's the next step? What do you need to do next? So I love that idea of just, you know, getting yourself out of your head and focusing on what do you need to do now. So for me, it's like, you know, I need to record 3 podcast episodes today, right? Or I need to finish my book, or I need to finish my next module for the online course that I'm building. So it's like, what do you need to do? What's the next step? Focusing on that sometimes helps you because you're not then thinking so big picture. You're thinking more granular, like, what do I need to do? What is the next thing that I need to do? So that keeps you moving forward. I think that's so important. So even if you doubt yourself, you're continuing to push forward and realizing that it's just about making progress. That's really the most important thing. Okay, 2 is that you want to focus on who you'll impact and how you'll change their lives. So you think about the types of side hustles that we're building here These are side hustles that are really going to impact people in profound ways. We're teaching them how to do different things. Maybe we're teaching them how to manage their money better, or how to cook better meals for their families, or how to do better lawn work and make their gardens beautiful. Whatever the case might be, right? We're helping people do real things. So focus on that impact. How are we going to make an impact on people? How are we going to change their lives with our dad hustles? Whatever we're teaching inside of our dad hustle, how are we going to change people's lives? And number three, you want to focus on the fact that you don't have to have it perfect. You know, there's a great teacher. I took her course several years ago. Her name is Marie Forleo. And she has a phrase that she always repeats, and I love it. She says, focus on progress, not perfection. If you're moving forward, if you're moving your initiative forward, that's what really matters more than anything else. So focus on that progress, making forward progress constantly. Because if you can do that, and you don't focus on making it perfect, because the reality is you're never going to be perfect, right? None of us are ever going to make anything perfect. That's not the point. It's about progressing. So focus on progress, not perfection. If you can do that, you're going to be in a lot better shape. You're going to be moving your side hustle forward. You're going to have this dad hustle that you can be proud of. You can still be focused on so many different areas and so many other people in your life as well. So you'll have that impact. You'll have that influence. You'll have that income coming in with your dad hustle. And that really, at the end of the day, is a powerful thing. So focus on those things. If you can focus on those three things here, I bet you are going to be able to combat self-doubt. You're going to be able to keep moving forward. You're going to be able to realize that you have a powerful message to share with the world, and it's time to start sharing it. Life is not getting any longer, right? And life is not guaranteed either. So you have today. This is your opportunity. Take it. Seize the day. Carpe diem. Make the magic happen, and you'll be happy that you did. I'm so excited to continue this journey with you. I love digging into this every weekday with you. I hope you're enjoying it as well. Dig in. If you have not yet joined our Facebook group, please do. We're having some great conversations in there, and continue to just go deeper with you every single day. So keep chasing that dad dream. Keep chasing that dad hustle. Good things are ahead for you. Good things are already happening for many of you, as I know. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Thank you so much. Ready to join the Dad Hustle Project? Become one of the first of 1 million dads committing to a life of more income, influence, and impact by building the digital side hustle of your dreams while putting your family first. Join my private Facebook group to go deeper, connect with others in the Dad Hustle community, and get more resources to build your dad hustle faster. Join free now in our Facebook group called Dad Hustle Project. See you inside.